At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The 2025 Emmy nominees were announced yesterday. They are airing September 14th. And this is the beginning of award season. They begin now. And honestly, award season is very long because I think the Oscars are now late February or March.
Okay. Yeah, this isn't award season.
It is the start of beginning. It.
Emmys are first, I think.
Yeah, the Emmys. And then as you know though, I think the movie ones are all after the new year because the cutoff is around Christmas time.
This would be the end of award season.
This is?
Wouldn't it? I mean,
So award season never stops, you're telling me.
I mean, you're talking about a season. If most of that stuff happens at the beginning of the year, doesn't it?
I think that these are for this year's, this must be for the first season of this year.
I see what you're saying, Vinny, but we're starting now the 2025 season. So
okay, the Oscars are in March, though.
Yeah, but those will be based on the 2025 stuff. I think that is it. This is like the start of the 2025 releases, the things that have been popular. But I think the movie stuff does all happen.
Yeah, because then the Oscars is like the end of the movie run. There's the Golden Globes.
Yes. Right, so this is SAG the beginning. Awards. You're agreeing with us.
Yeah.
Begins in July. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're playing around with words
it
now.
It begins in September.
So I don't
September
mean to.
September is when the show airs, so they do the nominations.
Year round, it sounds like, is what
it's
we're
true,
dealing
cause
with
It's true,
because
I was just thinking, I think they did the Country Music Awards over the summer, too. I don't think those were that long ago.
Hollywood, it's a city that never sleeps, right?
I don't know. I thought that was New York. Come on. So, the snubs. Squid Game got hosed. After it won 6 awards its first season, including Best Drama Actor and Best Drama and Actor, I guess. They got 0 nominations for season 2. And everyone on the show is like, that's outrageous. We'll kill you. That's what they do on that show. Season 3 will be eligible for next year's Emmy. Season 3 is out now, right?
Yeah, I think they came out pretty back to back.
You know, I don't care about it anymore. I don't know why. Did you watch the third season?
I didn't even watch the second season.
Oh.
Yeah,
Susan
I'm
did.
With you, and I'll tell you, I realize there are a lot of people with a lot of time, and they can just consume a lot of content.
That's me.
Good for you. The truth is, that show in particular, it ended. I understand some guy, you know, was showed a bunch of money and was told, we want another season, figure it out.
Yeah.
But watching it, that season was start, middle,
right,
end, done.
But there were things that were left over. There was the brother situation. There were all these weird things. So I actually did kind of like the second season, but I have just not, it doesn't even occur to me when I'm thinking of like, oh, what can we watch? I'm like, I don't think I'm going to watch that.
I think a lot more people. Again, there's plenty of people who have all the time in the world to watch all the content, and they'll do it on their phone. Like, they'll do it anywhere they are, wherever, whenever. Right. So it's fine. And if that's the case, I truly had no desire to even add season 2 of Squid Game to my list.
I completely agree. I was like, it was such a cool experiment to watch.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch it.
I'm
again.
Thinking about watching Squid Game, the competition.
Which one?
I think they're the second season's about to come up, and then the third season just got renewed. So this is like a Survivor style, 456 people for $4.56 million.
Isn't that just like so sick?
They're not really killing anyone, Bob.
Obviously, I know that, but it's still like the whole
right, like that we're having a fantasy fun time based on a thing where 455 people get murdered.
Exactly.
Well, America, F yeah.
Mr. Beast did Mr. Beast games that was Squid Games style as well. You know him from
YouTube?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But no one died.
Not that I heard. Didn't cross my desk.
Yeah. Well, soon we'll get to the thing where it's legal to kill people or only prisoners will compete.
Or you can opt in. You know, they're volunteering.
Sure.
They get a chance of millions of dollars. So
listen, I'm desperate. I'll do it. I don't even want to survive it if I don't win the $4.56 million. Anyway, Squid Game, shut out after winning lots of awards for its first season. And it was a good show. That one season was amazing. I thought they did a great job with it. They got zero for nominations.
I'm not outraged. I feel like they ruined what was a very unique, cool thing.
Handmaid's Tale only got one nod, and that was for Cherry Jones's guest starring role. I didn't watch the season of Handmaid's Tale.
Which says everything.
It does, actually, because I'm kind of interested in what happens with it ends, the last season ended with June and Serena on a train with Serena's baby, like trying to get the hell out of Canada or whatever the hell they were trying to do. They're trying to get away. And it was good, but it was so like June was just so crazy. I'm like, this is just all about how, you know, in her head she is and how messed up everything is. And it only got one nod for and I was like, Cherry Jones, who's that? And she's like a character actress. I feel like I've seen her face in a million. You want to take a look at her? I feel like I've seen her face before, but I didn't watch the season, so I didn't necessarily see her.
Oh, yes. I know. You know who that looks like to me?
Who? And I'm going to say Patricia Arquette.
I didn't even work for her. That looks like the lady that used to be the PD here.
Oh, Chris Mays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She does kind of look like that. But she's like, I feel like she looks familiar. She was in Signs. She was in a season of 24, it looks like.
She looks like when she shows up on the screen, I'm scared. That's the feeling I'm associating with her face. So I think she's been
bad
like
guy vibes.
Yeah, bad guy vibes. Thank
is she
you.
Like an Aunt Lydia in this? I don't know what role she plays in this. Maybe I'll go. It's like there is so much TV right now. It's almost too much to the point where I'm like, I can't choose. I don't want to. I'll read my book.
Y'all are whack. Season 3 of Squid Games was the best season, says 650. Well, yeah, I didn't watch I'll season 2.
I actually liked season 2. I'm thinking about it right now. I'm like, Susan loved probably, it.
510 says, maybe Squid Game was snubbed because it wasn't good.
That's, yes, Warhead. That is possible.
Newark Odyssey.
So Handmaid's Tale only gets one nod for a guest starring role. Yellowjackets got nada this year. It's its third season. It got 10 nominations for each of its first two seasons. Are you watching Yellowjackets?
I am. I haven't finished this most recent season. So I think, and I don't have a specific reason why, but you know, when Susan's like, good. Oh, how about we watch Yellowjackets? I'm like, I don't know.
That says it all.
But
right
I
there.
Loved that first season and the second season.
Oh. And yet you fell right off.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm not afraid. I'm a quitter.
I find that I'm more of a, I swear to God, it's about how much there is to consume. Like, why do I need to force myself to finish anything? A book? I'm like, I'm not enjoying this book. I'll just get another book. There's only so much time in your life. And so much to consume, so much media.
You know what I'm watching that was nominated? My mom recommended it, The Diplomat on Netflix.
Oh, that got some noms.
Is that
here.
The one I watched?
Yes, it's the one with Kerry Russell.
I freaking love that show, and I can't wait for the next season. That was good. Did you
no
like
spoilers.
It?
No spoilers. I'm in the middle of season 2.
Oh.
How great are they?
It's so good.
They're the weirdest couple, but you really are sort of... And he's just,
yeah.
It's yeah. You got to watch it. It's really that is a fun show. You
know I've heard about that from a few people.
You know what
you
I
in particular?
Yeah. You know what I love about it is some shows like that, especially political shows, where the stakes are so high, they're so serious the whole time. And this one really plays at like even when you're in those really serious dark moments in your life, normal stuff still happens. Like you know, you still knock over a coffee or
right. And gotta pick the kids up.
I like that exactly. She's always wearing it on her the front
yeah,
of her shirt.
Yeah, I love the normalcy.
And I, you know what? That's one of the funny. Interesting layers in this show, The Diplomat, we're talking about with Kerry Russell, and I don't know the husband's name. He loves her.
Yeah,
I believe that. But they are a couple that they just can't seem, and even though he loves her, and even though it seems like she loves him, they're I don't think they're long for this world as a couple, but you can't tell. There's moments where it's clear he loves her, but he's going to do the thing that he feels he must, and it's going to piss her off.
Mm.
And he knows it, but he's going to do it anyway.
Because he has to?
Well, he's the smartest guy in the room. Oh. He's got that problem going, right?
I think it's a priority thing, too. I think if you're going to be take on something so huge like this, it would be really hard to have a successful partnership or be a parent, which they aren't. But
the diplomat.
We're talking about the diplomat.
It's good.
Rufus Sewell, by the way.
Where is
his name?
Let me see if he's nominated. The Diplomat was nominated. That's a Netflix show, and it's in the Best Drama series. Let me look at the Best Actor. You say, what's his name?
Robert Sewell.
I'm not seeing him in here. Could he be a supporting actor?
Yeah, he would. Or he Rufus would Sewell, sorry. Yeah, he would be a supporting actor.
Yeah, he's not. I don't see him on here. One of the big snubs, everybody expected Patrick Schwarzenegger to be given a supporting actor nod
for White Lotus.
Yeah, he was not recognized for going full frontal. And I have to say, there were a lot of people nominated from that show. Like the White Lotus did very well, and people thought he should have been included, but they did include a lot of the actors and actresses from the White Lotus. So sorry about it, Pat.
If I'm him, I'm not even mad. You know, like being on that show is a win in itself.
Yes, absolutely. I think that goes, that's miles for somebody's career. She was nominated. Walton Goggins was nominated. Well, I'll get to all that. Martin Scorsese and Ron Howard each received their first ever Emmy nominations for acting for their guest starring roles on Seth Rogen's show, The Studio.
Mm.
So I did not wind up watching that whole season. A lot of people really
love it.
Really
love it.
I just felt like it was so, I don't know. Just,
it's a farce.
It is.
Is that what you don't like about it? Like,
it's, no.
He's too ridiculous. You were cringing.
I did have some angst as I watched it, but I felt like everything was so frantic the whole time. But so Martin Scorsese plays himself. And Ron Howard, I assume, plays himself.
Yep.
So they both were nominated. At 83, Harrison Ford got his first Emmy nod ever for Apple TV's Shrinking. Mm.
He's so good on Shrinking.
He is great on, that's actually some of his best work. He's actually pretty likable and still manages to pull off kind of a grumpy old man thing.
Yeah.
That is a good show.
I heard Jason Segel say that in an interview, that Harrison Ford's doing his best work on this show.
Well, at his age, too, at 83, like, I'm sure he's just like...
And he's got Parkinson's, I think, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Get out of here!
Okay, don't quote me on that.
Find out. See if he does. So that's for Apple TV's Shrinking. Kathy Bates became the oldest nominee for Best Drama Actress. She stars on Matlock.
I made that up.
77.
I don't think that you made it up on purpose or whatever. I mean, we have a lot of input coming and going, but I
feel like we would have heard about
it. In your 80s?
Oh, his character has Parkinson's.
Oh, all
right. That's right. His character does have Parkinson's.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Harrison. Love you.
You're really good at acting like you have Parkinson's.
He is. I literally forgot.
And as if Drake hasn't been having a hard enough time, Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show got 4 nominations, including Outstanding Live Variety Special. Severance leads all shows. It got 27 Emmy nominations, followed by The Penguin with 24. Did you watch that?
I haven't watched it yet, but I would.
The Studio and The White Lotus each have 23 total, and The Last of Us rounds out the top 5 with 16. And that would be based on this particular season, right? This year's edition of The Last of Us?
Yes.
Which I heard a spoiler right as that show was starting up, and I went, I don't even want to watch it anymore.
Ah.
I'm watching it for that person.
Yeah, I won't be watching.
Yeah.
I'm glad I skipped I wanted to wait, because taking on such a dark show like that, I wanted to make sure it was going to be worth it, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be.
But, yeah.
So I'm sorry to the fans.
I know. Because that guy.
This is why I love miniseries, because you can make one beautiful piece of work.
Like The Queen's Gambit.
Oh.
Like, perfect.
Every now and then you hear an actor say something like, we told that story. It's finished. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming back for season 2 because that story was told. And then you'll also hear an actor say, and I assume it's because they really feel this way, that I feel like we left a lot on the table with that story. Like, we could do more. So it's interesting because...
And sometimes first they say, no, that story's been told. And then all of a sudden they're banging, it gets really fat. And they're like, well, I just, you know, I feel like there were some loose ends.
Who among us can say no to a pile of money?
Not that many of us.
Right.
Not that many. It even seems like people who already have a lot of money are also like, yeah, you know what? A bigger pile? Sure. Let's do it.
Well, it's not that hard. I'm kind of good at it.
Right. And people did love it. I'm being showered with love. Let me do a couple of the nominations here. There were a few things that I cared about here at the bottom. For Best Scripted Variety Series, there are only a couple nominations. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver and Saturday Night Live. Both good shows. Best Talk Series, it was The Daily Show, which has been, I swear to God, I live for Tuesdays, like yesterday, when I can click and see if there's a new Daily Show because Jon Stewart does Mondays.
Yeah, I just watch it in clips, but...
It's just so great. They're so smart. The Jimmy Kimmel Show got a nom for this Best Talk Series, and Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I'm surprised that Seth Meyers didn't get nominated because the Closer Look stuff he does is so excellent.
And apparently he was campaigning hard. He was out in the streets.
And well, that sounds like something Seth Meyers would do. You know, why
sorry,
not?
Seth.
That's his bit.
He's just, you know, he's the guy who's like, I'm going for it. And then makes a funny face that you're like, oh, you're so cute. He is so cute. I love Seth Meyers so much. When he goes off on a tangent, I'm like, oh, I love you.
He's not alive in my life at all.
You should bring him to life. I love him. Actually, you know what? That's going to be my new celebrity crush. It's not, though. I don't actually find him that sexy, but I'm going to go with it. Funny is sexy. Best reality competition program, The Amazing Race, RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor! Top Chef, and The Traitors.
Traitors 3 gets a nom, says 707. It was due to my horrible acting. LOL. Traitor Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. Oh, now she's Traitor Danielle.
She's not Big Brother Danielle. No. She's Traitor Danielle.
No, she'll always be Big Brother Danielle to me. I've been thinking about her so much because I'm watching Big Brother now, and I was like, oh, I wonder if Danielle saw that. Oh, I wonder. Are you caught up on Big Brother?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. I don't want to blow the thing that happens in the second. I was just like almost angry about it. Like, man, Big Brother, it needs a makeover.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, with some vacation time coming up, I'm going to sit down and watch some TV. But if you're telling me it's not good.
No, it's good.
If you say it's not good, a good season.
It's early.
It is early.
I'm off.
It is good. It's good. But I feel like they let things happen on that show that I'm like, that's something you could have used and to your advantage the whole season. Like, they reveal it that it happened and then they flush the person out. I don't know. You'll have to watch it and see.
I think I know what you're saying. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm guessing, I think based off of what I've seen, I know what you're talking about, and I agree.
Yeah. Thank you for agreeing with me. Without knowing any of the information.
You're so smart. Wicked smart.
I am wicked smart. Okay, for best host for a reality or reality competition program, RuPaul for RuPaul's Drag Race, Mark Cuban, Lori Greener, Kevin O'Leary, Barbara Corcoran, Robert Herjavec, or something, Damon John, and Daniel Lubetzky all got noms for Shark Tank. Alan Cumming for The Traitors.
I was just going to say, these categories are a little stale. Like, these are the same shows that have been on, other than The Traitors, which I think is just going to keep getting better.
I know.
Which is
Alan
so
Cumming
exciting.
Alan Cumming is great on it, too.
Oh, he's
like,
the best.
Can you imagine having to do his costumes for that show? Like,
dream job, I
it
bet.
Is, and he's like, I'll wear anything, darling. It's amazing. Oh, and Jeff Probst, of course, did get a nod for that. Because he is the best reality TV show host of all time. There are a whole bunch of categories. I put the whole thing up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. Yes,
I just have to say, my show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, was nominated in the unstructured category.
And I also saw that you, Adolescence, you said, yes. Mark my words, Adolescence.
I didn't say it that threatening. What did you say? I said, you can quote me.
Oh, you can quote me. So that's nominated, what, under like shows for kids
drama.
Or something?
Oh, no.
I was kidding you.